A range of approaches to delegation. The delegation process is not black and white, and there is not a single appropriate style. Rather, there are a range of approaches that can be taken depending upon the person's level of skill and experience. In the beginning, your style may be one which is more directive and instructional. And as the person's skill develops, you will begin to adopt an increasingly hands-off approach until finally the task is handed over to them entirely. Here are a range of approaches you might consider to adopt during the delegation process. Do exactly as I tell you. Here, the manager regularly instructs the staff member, and this may be necessary for inexperienced staff, but uncomfortable and inconvenient for everybody. Follow procedures, bringing anything new to me. In this style, the manager sets out procedures for the main task. The staff member has to learn to identify that a task is not covered by the procedure, and so the manager must be consulted. During this phase, the manager has to learn to be patient, no matter how many times the member of staff has to ask. Brief me, and I'll decide what to do. The staff member is responsible for finding out as much as possible about a new situation in order to brief the manager. The manager is responsible for biting his or her tongue and allowing the staff member to actually do the research. You decide, but consult me before acting. In this case, the staff member has to brief him or herself and then identify possible actions before finally working out the pros and cons of each and choosing one. The manager has to encourage the staff member to think and evaluate, not just make lucky guesses. We'll meet to discuss key decisions. In this style, the manager and the staff member identify key decisions and meet to confirm the staff member's actions before he or she takes them. Keep me informed regularly. This stage is not quite as safe as the preceding one, but is approaching true delegation. Inform me as you think fit. At this point in the process, the manager trusts the staff member's judgment and discretion almost completely. Finally, do as you think fit. Accountability for the task has now passed from the manager to the staff, and the staff member is probably now the boss. This concludes the podcast on coaching and delegation skills. I do hope you found this useful, and thank you very much for listening.